I would like to start off with a reminder, as we've gone through another cold and snowy day, that it's not even winter yet, at least not technically. Winter will arrive on Saturday, so it is still late autumn, but there is no question that we've had plenty of wintry weather already. It's been a cold December, and it was cold this morning. Some areas across the North Country into Vermont were as cold as 30 below zero. Albany came in at 5 below zero. Burlington, Vermont was 9 below. Glens Falls was 18 below zero. And Saranac Lake started off this morning at 28 degrees below zero. So we've had a very cold day across the region. Temperatures have struggled to move up. And with that, we've had some snow around as well, as a little weak clipper system rides south of Long Island this afternoon. The snowfall amounts are generally on the lighter side, about 2 to 5 inches is a pretty good average for the area, though the snowfall amounts are a little bit less across the far north, and there's the potential for at least an isolated amount greater than 5 inches in areas south of the capital region. The snow, though, quickly is winding down. It will be done by early evening as the storm system continues to lift off into the Gulf of Maine, and actually there it will intensify a bit and bring some heavier snow to portions of eastern New England. For us tonight, the sky will remain mostly cloudy. We'll see an upper-level disturbance come through, and that could trigger a snow shower or even a snow squall. It's going to be cold again tonight, but not as cold as last night, with temperatures falling back into the single digits and teens, so we should stay above zero during the nighttime hours. As we go through the day tomorrow, we'll see a couple of lake effect snow bands develop to the west, and there's the potential for at least some of those snow showers to break off and come through portions of the area. Otherwise, it's partly sunny to mostly cloudy. Temperatures tomorrow will be warmer than today, climbing up into the 20s and 30s, and we'll tend to see a little bit of a moderating trend on the thermometer as we go through the end of the week. Temperatures on Thursday should climb into the 30s region-wide. We could even touch up into the 40s on Friday, but with that, we bring back the chance for some rain and snow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a snow shower or squall tonight, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a passing snow shower or squall tonight, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and some areas of lake effect snow, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a snow shower tonight, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high in the lower 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly cloudy with a chance of a snow shower or squall tonight, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a few snow showers north, high in the 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow on Friday, highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.